Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he's only with us for 30 minutes. I've had a bunch of other economic and military news at the bottom of the hour. Edward Dowd doesn't need any introduction. Works at HSBC, BlackRock, and so many other big institutions. But he made a lot of predictions that have come true. Because that's what his job was a trends forecaster and stock picker. He's been going over the actual actuaries and numbers out of insurance companies and more. And now the wheels are coming off the establishment as Fauci resigns. And as they say, okay, the vaccine doesn't work. And, oh, it does make you sick. This is blowing up in their face big time. But if you read the SPARS war game, it predicted this would all happen. So there's something bigger here about loss and trust in the system and more. So we'll get his deep expertise on this in the next 30 minutes. I'm going to try to give him the floor. Mr. Dowd, where should we begin? Dowd is, of course, can be found at Dowd Ward on Twitter and Getter at Edward Dowd. So good to have you here with us. Where do you want to start?
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Great to be back. I'd love to start with the millennial chart that I famously brought on your show in March, where we showed, my Wall Street insurance partner and I showed that into the fall of 2021, there were, from the CDC data, there were excess deaths in the millennial age group, age 25 to 44. And the millennial chart, I said, I'll talk about that in a second, but the millennial chart, there it is. You can see the millennials into the fall, ages 25 to 44, experienced a temporal 84% rise in excess mortality, which represented 61,000 individuals over the course of that year, which is a Vietnam War. The mandates occurred in August, September, October. That's that spike, 84% above normal. And that is it. Now, that was done with CDC data by my Josh Sterling, who's starting to become public. He's a former Wall Street insurance analyst for Bernstein. That's a very top-notch research Wall Street firm, Alliance Bernstein. And he discovered this. I made it famous. Now, let me tell you what we learned on Wednesday last week. Last week, the Society of Actuaries, SOA, and they have a research institute, issued a report. And that's the second chart I want to show. This is table 5.7 from the Society of Actuaries. This basically confirms our analysis. This represents 80% of the group life industry. This is the survey of their industry. These are actuaries doing this. You can see in Q3 of 2021, the red, ages 25 to 34 and 35 to 44. That's the age group we looked at. You can see 100% represents normal. Above 100 is excess. So in those two age groups, it was 78% in Q3 and 100% in Q3. We came up with 84 for the combined group. So what we want to say is that our numbers have been confirmed by the Society of Actuaries. Now, we knew our numbers were right, but it just literally gives credence to what we've been saying on your show in March to alert people, on Bannon Show and other venues. So I just want to applaud you for letting us on here to present this data and get
the
word out.
Oh, yes, sir. And listen, some stations, we have over 400 affiliates, but some don't carry this segment. So we need drum roll or something. This is horrible news, but it's also good that we can prove it, that you've been proven right since you were first talking about this years ago, and now it's all come out in the last year. What are they going to do? I want to come back, and I want to just go through these again. But, I mean, for those that don't know, the platinum standard of statistics is insurance actuaries. They don't mess around. And when the Society of Insurance Actuaries that's indexing all these insurance companies sees this, these are hard numbers. I mean, this is stuff you can take to the bank. Edward Dowd, stay with us. I don't know whether I want to clap for exposing the murderers or throw up. I actually feel physically sick right now. I mean, this is Hitlerian level stuff or bigger in our hands. and these sons of bitches knew exactly what they were doing. We'll be right back with Edward Dowd in 60 seconds.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. The big international consortium of insurance company actuaries, where they pool their numbers so they can accurately predict trends, has confirmed what Edward Dowd and previously a whistleblower, high level at top insurance actuary company, gave him info a year ago that he laid out on Steve Bannon's show, our show, everywhere, confirming massive increase in deaths in young people right after the shots. And now the major international actuary group has confirmed his whistleblower's information, his info. And he said this, you know, a year ago on Bannon and other shows. He said, I had the whistleblower inside the actuaries. It's going to come out, but right now I'm going to put it out. Well, now it's confirmed. This is incredible news that they know what they're doing. It's ongoing. Fauci's resigned. They're now admitting the shots don't work. They're now admitting they're hurting people. The wheels are coming off. What are they going to do next? I mean, this is an incredible moment in history. And then ask the question, why would global big pharma companies try a gamble like this? Or is there something bigger here? Because the SPARS document, a few years before COVID, 2025, 2028, really based at 2020, 2023, war games that a year and a half in, it turns out it doesn't work and kills you, destroys confidence in governments, and causes a global civil war. Yeah, and he's talked about that and forecast this 2 years ago. So he's a top trends forecaster, former top stock picker. Some stations just joined us. Recap the, I mean, just, I don't even have words to describe how huge this news is. Take your time, sir.
So bottom line, the Society of Actuaries, now, they're not going to come to the same conclusions that you and I have come to, and that's fine. But the numbers are the numbers. We said on your show in February, March of this year that the millennials experienced a rise of 84% excess mortality into the mandate quarter, Q3. That represented over the course of March of 2021 through February of 2022, 61,000 millennials, which represents basically a Vietnam War for the millennial age group, silent war. Then last week, the Society of Actuaries put out in Table 5.7 the excess mortality from their revenues. 80% of the revenues were represented in this report, and there it is, basically confirming what we said, 78% and 100%. We came up with 84%, so that's that. The numbers are the numbers. We've been vindicated. We're right.
But so, for folks that aren't an expert like you, lay out what those numbers mean.
So basically, 100 is normal death rate. In the Q3, 78% more people died, more claims happened in the insurance industry for the ages 25 to 34, and 100% between 35 and 44. We analyzed 25 to 44. We came up with 84%. So 84% excess mortality in the claims of group life insurance companies. Now, the thing to remember about group life, now that confirms the CDC data that we saw. Group life are claims against people that are employed in companies who tend to be not drug addicts, tend to be happily employed and healthy. So the number's just foot, because the naysayers were telling me, well, Ed, those deaths occurred because of lockdowns and suicides and fentanyl overdoses and missing cancer screening treatments. My argument has always been, temporally, in 3 months, that was a dramatic rise in deaths. That was when Biden and corporations mandated vaccines. And you can see from the red highlighted by their own report, there was an event. What was the event? It was mandates. What did those mandates result in? Democide, death by government. I've said it before and I'll say it again, democide.
And we've seen similar numbers around the world, and even mainstream news is reporting now, oh, it's normal, record heart attacks in children and young people, record blood clots, oh, sitting at your desk is why you're dying. Look, again, I go back to the CDC document, October 2000, predicted adverse reactions, myocarditis, blood clots, over 30 things, and everything they predicted happened. So why would they put a report out predicting it and then do it? Big picture. I know you don't want to speculate, but as a citizen, as a human, Edward Dowd, big, because you did this over 2 years ago in a tweet, you predicted and you said this is about societal collapse.
So, look, I'm spitballing here. This is me predicting the future without having inside knowledge, but I am into game theory. I'm into the Hegelian dialectic. I'm into all sorts of, if I was an evil person and I wanted to put in a control system, how would I do it? Well, you know, obviously I would have some villains like Klaus Schwab, Harari, Fauci, Gates, some front men who think they're running the show, but they implement this and it creates a collapse in trust of institutions and society. And the goal is to introduce a central bank digital currency and some sort of social credit score and control. You can't sell that, so you get these clowns to do it in such a comical, evil fashion that it's a joke. We then defeat these people. Fauci's resigning. You'll see these guys will fall. Then as they fall, remember, we'll be in the middle of an economic collapse. Everyone will be afraid and fearful. There might be a war. There might be a Taiwanese war. Who knows? But events are coming. Again, I'm spitballing. I don't have a crystal ball. And then out of left field, once these guys go off to the jail, some very handsome, well-sounding, reasonable people come up with a solution that looks great, but, you know, underneath the surface of it, that's what they wanted to implement anyways. But
Edward Dowd, I totally agree with you. And, of course, you don't like to speculate, but you're dead on. Let's explain Hegelian dialectic the easiest way to explain it. Okay, you can go back to Hegel's analysis of it, which was previously used under other names, but he quantified it in the last 200 years. Let's take a wave pool, and you've got engines that aren't big enough to create a wave to go over the wall, but you can combine the waves with two wave generators, and if you have a computer, you know how to crash the waves together to form a super wave to do what you want. That's the easiest way with the dialectics is you're not just doing one action or two actions or five, you're calculating historically what those waves will then generate to create the actual outcome you want. So it's not one-dimensional or even two-dimensional or three-dimensional. It's four-dimensional thinking.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, the classic description of Hegelian dialectic is problem, reaction, solution. And there's a bunch of different dialectics being run at the same time. The one we're talking about, you and I are talking about, is what's the problem? The problem is we get these crazy Bond villain types who want to implement global control. The reaction is you and me and people getting mad about that. And you run a vaccine program that kills off all sorts of people and people get angry. And then there's an economic collapse, a loss of trust in institutions. And then the solution is some very nice, well-meaning, well-spoken, good-looking people with a solution that's not as bad as the one that was pitched to us.
That's right. You give them an angrier world, as Klaus Schwab knows what he's part of. He's playing the part of the Bond villain, which he is, and then they give you the saviors from that.
Correct. Now, this is all speculation on my part, but if I was writing a movie script, that's what I would do.
But see, I don't see it as speculation. I've read Zabrinsky's books. I've read hundreds of books by these people. They all brag about this, and it's not speculation when you predict. You've done it. I've done it hundreds of times, and it comes exactly true. You just start seeing things from their perspective, and then it's deadly clear once you get into Hegelian wargaming.
Yeah, look, I'm speculating, but if I had to bet capital on my speculation, I would make a big bet on it.
What comes next?
So we got the midterms. They tried monkeypox. I don't think that's going to fly. I'm worried about China. I'm worried about what's going on there. There's they hit a demographic cliff in 2020. And they have a debt problem, an internal debt problem based on unproductive assets that they over-levered into, which is real estate. So there's a real estate collapse, which is causing a banking collapse, and there's internal issues there. And when you have that kind of internal issues, you need an enemy outside of.
That's right. So at the end of a bubble, and China's problem is the worst, we all have the same problem, this is where you get these great resets. What does that mean, straight ahead?
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word BETTER to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
His Twitter since been taken down, but you go back over 2 years ago, Friends forecaster and stock picker Edward Dowd predicted exactly what would happen. He's with us for one more segment ahead of the News Blitz, the next two segments ahead of Gerald Celente. But the book is finally in stock. Start shipping next week. The Great Reset, the War for the World. I know game theory. I know dialectics. I know how to analyze it with a supercomputer God gave me, my brain. And I know the enemy's plan. We know how to stop him. We're going to have to, speaking of stop, selling signed copies in a couple days, because I got 10,000 books sold that are signed. I'm going to sign these suckers. It's going to be a full-time job to get this out in the next week. I'm going to spend hours a day doing it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a piece of history and to support the InfoWar, order your signed copies at InfoWarStore.com with a Great Reset and the War for the World. We're not even selling unsigned copies right now. Get those on Amazon because we're out of the books, except for a few thousand copies we've got left. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air as we fight the globalists toe-to-toe. So, Edward Dowd, I could ask you 1,000 questions. I really respect you. You've been vindicated. I'm sad you've been vindicated. Other key points in the next 8 minutes you want to impart to the millions watching right now?
Sure. Let me make a little more short-term predictions that might be helpful to people. The real economy is imploding as we speak. Since June, we've had what's called a stock market rally. So everyone's relaxing, thinking everything's fine. If I had to guess, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm fairly confident that the stock market rally peaked out last Tuesday, and we're now going to begin the descent into the fall in the midterms.
And by the way, I have to interrupt. You were on 6 months ago and predicted basically exactly right the last downturn.
Yeah, so I think there's a good chance that the rally from this summer ended last Tuesday. We've had a little bit of a sell-off. I'm not 100% sure, but fairly confident that it's begun. How do I know that? The Baltic Dry Index, which is the daily average prices of the shipping of raw materials across the globe, hit a new low last week. And that's a leading indicator. So the real economy is imploding. In the state of Hawaii, year to date, we've seen refi and resale home applications drop 51%, and home resale alone has dropped 27%. So the real estate market's rolling over. The real economy's rolling over. Building permits are rolling over. So even though the summer may seem like, oh, the stock market's okay, I'm here to tell you we're about to go into a bit of a tailspin into the midterm elections.
How big do you think this will be compared to the last downturn that you predicted?
So we lost about 20% into June from my call in January, February. If I'm right, and I don't want to get into the technical stuff of it because it's mumbo-jumbo, but if we take out the June low, we're looking at a 30-40% correction into the fall from the top in January. So from the June low, another 10-20%.
And when do you see that slide starting?
I think it may have started last Tuesday.
What can we do to try to stabilize the planet? These dark forces want to destabilize it. What can an average person do?
Well, the call to arms is not to live in fear, not to panic, to align yourself with like-minded people, create human networks. Look, I don't have a crystal ball, but there may come a time where if you have relationships based on transactions, meaning you have security guards and you're rich and people are taking care of you, you better have some friends that will help you regardless of your money. I've done that here on Maui. I got into a car accident. There's a backup on getting your car fixed. Within 2 hours, I had two cars loaned to me that I can use indefinitely.
Exactly. Human community is the most valuable capital in a collapse.
And if you don't have networks and you don't have friends, you should start thinking about getting them right now.
Oh, yeah. In our bankruptcy, they'd asked me, why are you spending all your money keeping your crew employed? Why? Because, like, this crew is the most valuable thing I've got. I mean, people and that know things and that are loyal is everything.
Absolutely. I mean, you're doing what I'm doing on Maui and what other people are doing. I spoke before a group of wealthy individuals in June, and I said, look, just because you're wealthy and you have a transactional-based relationship, don't think that's going to protect you if the SHIT hits the fan. Those people are going to abandon you in a heartbeat. You have to have someone who's got your back because you have a real connection, a real human connection, and a trust and a relationship that was formed.
That's right. This whole fake, empty, consumerist society is coming to an end, and we're going to get back to real relationships, or we're going to die.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Alex, I'm very optimistic for the future. There's a renaissance coming, and I live on Maui. It's an island community of 140,000 people, and over the last year, I've seen a shift in consciousness with some of my friends, not all, but a lot of people are starting to realize that the blue team, red team dynamic is nonsense, that the unvaxxed versus vaxxed is nonsense, that black versus people are starting to realize.
And by the way, I don't want to just agree with you because it's true. I was in Hawaii for 2 weeks a few months ago and was mobbed like nowhere else, especially by the natives. I mean, I was in multiple islands and literally mobbed, nothing but positive. Everybody buying my dinner, you name it, the police pulling over and waving at me. Hawaii, I think because they were under the worst lockdown, I think it forced people to wake up.
Absolutely. And the community here is growing fast. The consciousness is taking off. So I am very optimistic that we've woken up enough people that even though we're going to go through some tough times, there's a renaissance on the other side. And there's going to be a lot of new leaders emerging, a lot of new ideas, a lot of ways of thinking about transacting and moving our society forward. Clearly, the healthcare system is going to be dismantled. That's a disaster. All these institutions are going to be razed to the ground and have to be rebuilt. Exciting things are coming, but it's going to be painful, chaotic, and just don't be in fear. As long as you know what's going on, there's no fear.
I agree. In closing, you have a lot of gravitas. I really respect your intellect. What else do you want to get across the viewers?
Two things. I want to pitch my book before I go.
Oh, yeah, pitch the book. In fact, come back home for a full hour about it. Tell us about the book. I meant to do that. In fact, I apologize. The book's incredible.
Yeah, so I've just signed a contract last week with Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing. To do a book called Cause Unknown, the Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. Basically, we're going to put a human face on this because we all know that supreme fit athletes have been dropping dead across the globe and in the U.S. since 21 began. We put Cause Unknown in quotes as kind of a joke because we know what the cause is. And my thesis is that it's the vaccine. And we're going to walk people through the anecdotes, the personal stories, and then we're going to present the evidence and the overwhelming evidence at this point that something definitely has changed and it's likely the vaccine. You don't have to agree with me, but this is a book that can be used to help convince your loved ones or your
spouse. When is Cause Unknown coming out? Because I'm going to sell it.
It's going to be coming out November 8th.
Oh, wow. Please come back on again. Edward Dowd, thank you so much. Cause Unknown, Skyhorse Publishing, same folks putting out The Great Reset and The War for the World. I forgot we were going to talk about that. Come back on soon, brother.
Thank you.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies.
But are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, not name dropping. He's been a friend of the broadcast for many years, been a frequent guest and co-host. And I was just talking to Andrew Tate during the break. This is breaking news. Hasn't broke yet. YouTube disbanding. So as soon as the show's over, or as soon as I'm off in 30 minutes, I'm going to be talking to him. And they're coming after everybody that's pro-human and pro-family and pro-male strength. They see males as the threat to their takeover. Of course they do. For the soldiers, for the defenders, for the army ants. Coming up, man. Wow. I wanted to get to all these clips, and if I set each one up, we'll never get to them all. So I've just got a whole string of clips here. The Tennessee House Committee on the Vax being way more subject to die. Just a whole bunch of these clips, and I got some other economic and world news I want to hit, but... here's a bunch of these back-to-back.
700,000 people in a study in Israel, just so you know, that showed that the double vax were 27 times more likely to get reinfected. So it's not the vaccine, even if we just talk about that, is not stopping infection. It's not stopping transmission. If you look at the studies in England, in Scotland, in the northern countries in Europe where they get real data, that they're actually the triple vaccinated, the most likely to die. So bottom line is that we, as we go forward, the natural immunity is long, broad, and durable. And I don't know if you mentioned it, but we have SARS-CoV-1 patients who still had immunity 18 years later. Let that sink in. 18 years later, we still had immunity from SARS-CoV-1 to SARS-CoV-2. This is long, broad, durable immunity. So what I want to say in closing is natural immunity should be considered legally to be at least equal to vaccinated immunity, and immunity is likely life.
For Peter Thompson, every day is a struggle. Diagnosed with COVID in 2020, he's still battling.
It's just over 2 years now and I've still got no taste or smell.
He's one of 500,000 Australians with long COVID. His symptoms so severe, doctors have told him another bout of the virus could kill him.
It's only got to take one person to have it and, I'm gone.
Fears made even worse by the latest figures, showing Australia is rapidly closing in on 10 million COVID cases. More than 13,000 have died since the start of the pandemic. Victoria, the first state to pass 5,000 fatalities. New South Wales isn't far behind. In Queensland, more than 1,800 people have lost their lives to the virus.
What the numbers say is we're simply not winning. The virus is winning.
Warning, as we emerge from the third and worst wave this year, it's time to change the way we think about COVID.
We haven't quite grasped the fact that having lots of virus in our community is bad.
Professor Crabb says despite increasing third and fourth dose vaccination rates, the virus is constantly mutating, finding ways of getting around that immunity. And so he believes there needs to be a greater focus once again on limiting the spread.
We have to change to reduce transmission.
We got
to
lock you down forever. We made the virus. I'm a psychotic demon.
The more times a person is infected, the higher their risk of developing long COVID, something Peter Thompson wouldn't wish on anyone.
There's places I'd love to be going. There's things I'd love to be seeing. But I also value my life.
Rob Scott, 7 News.
Almost don't wear masks. They make you wear masks. It's all part of their elitism. Total, absolute scumbags.
Something, man. When this corona thing was going on, I tried to fly. I flew here from Romania on Wizz Air. Because there's, you can't get first-class flights into Europe. It's all these low-cost carriers. I'm flying Wizz Air. I have a mask on. Excuse me, sir, put the mask over your nose. This an air stewardess, this minimum wage bitch. So I put my mask on my nose, Everyone was freaking out about masks. I had to fill in all these home office papers when I landed, all this crap, PCR test, blah, blah, blah. I thought I'm not doing that again. So about 2 months later, I flew on a private plane. No mask, no PCR test, no home office paperwork. My pilots weren't wearing masks. When I landed at Biggin Hill Airport, the people who met me in the BMW, no one was wearing a mask. Nobody had a mask on. No one asked me to fill in shit. Do you know why? Because I was rich. Corona doesn't exist for the rich people. As soon as you pay 50 grand for a flight, now that'll trouble you then. They trouble the shit muncher on the Wizz Air flight. It's all a f***ing scam. All of it's a scam. And this is how the whole world has always worked and always will work. And people at the bottom just don't seem to get it. They don't seem to wake up. And they don't seem to wake up because the people in charge try very hard to keep them asleep. If you had a whole bunch of people who were your slave, why would you tell them the truth about the world? Why would you do that? No. When's the last time you went to school and learned how money works? Or banks work? Or taxes? Or any of the things that they use to control you? No. They teach about photosynthesis. They don't want you to know anything. They don't want us to know anything. They just want us sitting there going, okay, he's a panda, and I stay in my house because of corona. Clap for the NHS. Like a performing seal. Like an idiot. And people are idiots. So they control them. And then they come to me and go, Tate, how'd you make all this money? I opened my f***ing eyes. I looked around me. I started to think. things that people never seem to do. I don't know how they live in a dream for so long. I woke up out of the dream, right? But this is the truth. Governments are absolutely the enemy of the people. They always have been. They always will be. All of them.
And that's why he's been banned. I just talked to Andrew during the break. He was just banned on YouTube. And more is about to come. We'll be talking to him as soon as the show ends, or my hour in 20 minutes. Big developments there. But it's because we're popular. See, America wasn't perfect. But why did everybody want to come here? Why did America at the end of World War II have half the wealth of the world till the 1960s, 4% of the world's population? More than 96% of the world, we had the wealth. 4% of the world's population had more than half the wealth. Because America and our founders, they weren't perfect, but they were great compared to everybody else, said, hey, let's turn everybody loose and let everybody become successful and see what happens. And you see what happens. Cars and space shuttles and electricity and medicine, but now it's all been infested and taken over. I want you to know the tricks they've got. I want you to know about the private Federal Reserve. I want you to know about what they're up to. Because, man, I'm into humans. When I see people getting screwed over, I get pissed. See, I'm so confident that I think in a rising tide that raises all ships, as John F. Kennedy said, that I think I'm going to be one of the biggest ships. I don't want to rule a big pile of manure. I don't want to be sitting on top of a pile of skulls. I want to be sitting on top of you having a badass future and hailing me. And I'm hailing you. The globalists think I'm sick. Because I believe in you, and I know we have unlimited resources and can go interplanetary anytime we want. And I'm ready for that. You see, I feel bound to you. And when you're not successful, I feel like a pile of crap. When you're successful, I feel empowered. As you can have anything you want, like the Guns N' Roses song says, you just better not take it from me. And to a parasite, they hear that and they go, well, we better take it away from somebody. No. It's a non-zero-sum game. It's a win-win. It's a 360 win, the term I coined. It's unlimited, folks. The resources we have now is billions of times 100 years ago. We'll be billions of times that. Our only problem is the decadence that comes from all this success. I mean, God's just giving us the universe and giving us everything and giving us this intellect. These people want to cut your power off. They want to screw you and your family. I don't. And I'm not a hero. I'm a selfish son of a bitch. And I want you to be so damn wealthy, a big giant wave of success I roll into. And I actually want you to succeed as well. I'm not out to get you. But that's because I'm spiritually with God. But if I actually pulled back, if I was a smart sociopath, I'd go, you being successful is good. But these people aren't smart. They're evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not
That doesn't help them. That's against their interest.
That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So that's where we are. And, I mean, I'm going to tell you point blank. I'm not bragging. It's just true. I literally believe in humanity. I love you whether you're brown or black or white or pink. I love you whether you're a man or a woman. I just believe in our people. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate me so much. Is because I'm not with them. I don't want to join their parasitic operation. But I'll tell you right now, I can't take these people on without you. I am your champion. And haven't we proven it? And I'll just be point blank with you. I need your support. I need your psychic energy. I need your prayer. I need your word of mouth. And I need your money. I have put myself right in the crucible. And by the way, it's been a blessing, and I'm thankful to do it. I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I'm so happy. But I want to win. And you've been doing it. And I salute you. But just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get DNA Force. Get Supermel Vitality. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get Vitamineral Fusion before it sells out. Get a copy of The Great Reset. I mean, we could probably finance a whole operation on signed books, except we're up to 10,000 signed books. We're going to the black right now, but I can't say I'm going to sign these when I'm not. I got to stop soon. So it's the tale of two cities, folks. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. But I've literally rolled up my sleeves to fight these people. And I believe in you. And I just need you to energize us as your champions in this fight. Because this isn't some baseball game that doesn't matter, a football game that doesn't matter. I'm not bashing you love football or baseball or basketball. Boy, I love it too. Love any good game. But those games don't matter. This is the real fight. You'll go spend hundreds of dollars on a UFC ticket or hundreds of dollars on an NBA ticket. And all I'm saying is, okay, great, but you better double down here. Because, man, I'm swinging for the fences. And I wish I knew how dire the situation was the last few years. I knew it was bad, but I got lackadaisical. I didn't focus on things. I didn't focus on bringing in money. We almost went bankrupt. I mean, we're in bankruptcy, but if we hadn't gotten that $8 million donation in Bitcoin, by the time we cashed out, a little bit less than $8 million, when it came in, it was like $9 million, but I waited to see if it would go up and it went down. Whoever that person is saved us, because I didn't know we weren't $3 million behind. We were $6 million behind. We were insolvent. My accountants told me right after. We paid off the debts of $6 million. And we bought $2 million of product that's now coming in. That if we are good stewards of that, we can continue to be on air. You talk about God working in mysterious ways. I mean, if you don't know there's a God, who is this unknown donor that literally knew my finances better than me and gave us exactly the amount that if we played the cards exactly right? But that's how God works. I was sitting there with $5 million 4 years ago as our emergency backup money. For an operation like this, that's nothing. And I'm sitting there with it sitting in a bank account, and I go, what do I do? And literally God goes, get a real estate agent, buy an elite part of Austin, real estate's going to go up a few years, sell it. I sold right at the top of the market, and for the time before that Bitcoin money came in, it was the money of that house sale. Put back directly into this operation. The house doubled in value in 3 years. Big, beautiful, fancy, modern house. I couldn't stand it. My wife loved it. She got pissed when I sold it. But the point is that kept us on air. That was God working through me with a good decision. And then that Bitcoin donation. Now the products are coming back in, and you're funding us, and we're still here, and they can't stand it. They have big show trials, thousands of articles, hundreds of TV programs. That's conservatively, thousands of TV programs, hundreds of thousands of articles. Some of thousands of articles a day. You've seen it. Like they're going to invade a country, lying about us just to taint a jury to try to win a lawsuit to shut us down. They're not going to shut anything down. I can walk across the street and fire up a podcast that reaches the same amount of people today. but you won't have the Darren McGreens and the Greg Reese's and all these incredible Don Salazars and the Kit Daniels and everybody else that writes the articles and reports and does all this other amazing stuff. We don't want them to shut us down or slow us down at any level. And you can end their power over us right now. You can shut their asses down by financially supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to explain, there's 20-plus types of bankruptcies in America. And listeners hear this, and family calls me and says, too bad you're shutting down. And I explain to them, I go, listen. And the only reason I do this again is because listeners still don't know, and I want you to know. We're in Chapter 5 bankruptcy, which is emergency reorganization for a business. And it's a business that funds this operation. And then under federal law, their goal to shut us down with these judgments won't work because the federal court will look at the actual money we have and the real numbers, not the made up hundreds of millions they fraudulently say we have. And then whatever we actually have extra, they get. But all the crew stays in place and all their operations stay in place. Just Alex Jones doesn't get money, which is fine with me. I didn't get into this for money. Money is nice, but I don't give a damn. Money on a scale of 1 to 100 is like a 2. Fighting tyranny is 100%. It's what I live for. So all I ask is you keep us in the fight and understand that I'm not going to be stopped. And we got a lot of other irons in the fires and a lot of big cavalry coming to the aid. And if you think you've seen some from InfoWars now, I am so fired up right now. I am next level. And the Holy Spirit is so strong in me right now. The force is so strong in me right now. It's insane. And it's all your prayers that are doing it. And so I want to thank you. But just commit like you've done in the past and get a t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Get DNA Force. Get Bodies. Get our great immune support. Get Ultra 12. Get X2. Get Supermel Vitality finally back in stock and know that you are literally in an arm wrestling contest with Satan, and all I am is the arm. InfoWars is the arm. And I got a strong arm and a strong will, but the power to hold it in position is you. So when I'm struggling, you're struggling. When I'm in combat with these people and they're doing everything they can, it's much easier to just stop sitting here at a stalemate with them and for you to just to get behind us, pray tonight for us, pray tomorrow for us, spread the word about us, buy the products, and I'm telling you, we're going to slam their hand down and we're going to beat their ass. I smell nothing but victory. I'm not victory, but the spirit I got right here is victory. And I have never felt better. I have never felt stronger because of you. Because God works through souls, and you've done it, and you've done incredible things. And we're going to do this together. Think about it. We're the number one enemy. We're who the enemy hates more than anybody. Why is that? Because I'm real, and you're real, and together we create a energy loop, a synergy, an amplifying network of goodness. Just like they wanted to shut down the churches during lockdown. Because there were good people coming together. And we're doing it now together. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. Sign up for autos. You get 10% off. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. I got some final news to hit. Then Gerald Salente.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.